Pope Benedict XVI's three-day visit to Cuba has generated much speculation regarding what sort of impact the journey may have on the formerly atheist nation. Commentators have remarked that one of the first signs that Pope Benedict's visit was a success came with the announcement by Cuban authorities that they would grant the Pope's request that Good Friday be made a national holiday. For some insight into the impact of the papal visit to the island nation, we spoke to Bishop Luis del Castillo Estrada, the Jesuit retired bishop of Mayo, Uruguay, who now serves as a parish priest in Cuba.
I think the visit was exceptionally good, but in order to understand what we can expect for the future from this visit, we have to place the event in context. First, the global context of a world that is worried because of economic instability, difficulty in national governance and international relations, and also a worry for the overall ecology of the continent and the world. Responsibility in front of this context is that in order to overcome all these difficulties, we need honest, ethical people. The second context is the context of Cuba. The president, Raúl Castro, in his speech welcoming the Pope at the airport, stated that the government is prepared to change all that has to be changed. So we're in a context of internal change. The 6th Congress of the Communist Party last year established a number of guidelines in order to adjust the economy of the country to new times in the world economy and internally to increase production, especially of food.
Cuba today has to import 80% of all food products. This situation means that there is a growing movement inside the country calling for change.
The third context is the context of the church. This visit takes place in and as an event within a national jubilee, Marian Jubilee, in the 400th anniversary of the discovery of an image of Our Lady that over the centuries has become the patron of Cuba, not just for the Roman Catholics, but for the population at large, as an icon of the Cuban nationality.
Tens of thousands of Cubans, what Bishop Castillo Estrada calls rivers of people, celebrated the Jubilee as the statue of Our Lady of Charity of El Cobre was carried throughout towns, cities, and rural areas for veneration by Christians and non-Christians.
Obviously, not just practicing Catholics, but people from all walks of life, of all ideologies and all religious convictions have a very particular relationship to this image of Our Lady.
The Pope's visit should be seen in the context of an improving relationship, he says, between the Church and different religious convictions and the government.
The Church, the Roman Catholic Church in Cuba, is experiencing an increase in newcomers. The challenge today is to prepare sufficient numbers of adult catechists for people who may have been baptized as children, but then were absent from church for decades and come back to church now. So we have more newcomers than old-timers. This requires evangelization and catechesis. There's also new presence in the rural areas and suburban areas where there are no churches through what are called casas misión, or homes where neighbors gather weekly for Bible study, catechesis, and when the priest is available, even the Eucharist and other sacraments, baptism and confession.
When studying relations between church and state, one should take into account, he says, an important speech given by Raul Castro to the National Assembly on August 1st, 2011.
He was very, very clear in expressing that there has to be a change in attitude in relation to the people who practice any religion. And I think it is worth looking at this speech and quoting what the president has to say in front of assembly and all the state apparatus from top to the local authorities. Both Raul Castro's speech and the Pope's message, and also the president of the Bishops' Conference in his welcoming address at the Mass in Santiago, there is an expression, a desire, a wish for a broader participation of Christians in public life. This will be a challenge for the government to open the private sector that today is practically inexistent to brainstorming, creativity, initiatives, and also sharing in creating new country. This was expressed in different ways. A country that is more open to the world, a country that is an expression of human rights in all the extension of these human rights. I think this is one of the expected results from this visit.
And a warm thanks there to Jesuit Bishop Luis del Castillo Estrada, speaking to us there from Cuba.